Welcome to the Business Behind the Scene podcast with Francesca Moy, where we talk all about real business problems, real solutions, and getting actual results in business. Hello and welcome to episode number 46 of Business Behind the Scene. I was looking this weekend at a few movies. I was having a chill weekend. This weekend was a weekend where I put myself first. My body wasn't 100%, so I decided to take it easy. And I was watching some movies, documentaries, and I realized how many people are not consistent in their life, in their business, in anything that they want to do. And I wanted to talk to you guys about the top three lessons that I learned into my business. And those three are vital. And it seems really simple, but once I nailed those three things and I started to really work on myself to be able to implement those in my business truly took over. So delegate, communicate, and mindset. So I want to start with delegate. So I was brave enough to start to hire people in my business before I truly needed them. At the point that a lot of people were telling me, what are you doing? Why are you having so many people in your business? You don't need this many people. You can do with less people. But I had this bigger vision. I had this bigger version of my business that I knew I had to invest in to be able to get there. In the same time, I wasn't just like hiring and forgetting. I wasn't just like, okay, this is new people. You guys are now in charge of these things. See you later. Well, I tried in a few occasions, but it didn't work, right? So the biggest lesson on delegate was, okay, I'm going to get someone to work for me and I'm going to make sure that I train them, look after them, be with them until they can work on themselves. And there was this high expectation on people that come into the business that were like, but you should know. But the truth is, no, they shouldn't. They don't know your business. They don't know what you want. They don't know how you want things done. Even though they do it their own way, you still need to tell them how you want things done. You still need to tell them how things work for you in this business. What are your values? What are the things that are no-brainer? What are the things that are non-negotiable? What is the type of relationship that you want in the business? How much play, how much fun, how much work, right? So for example, in this business, we work hard. We work hard, but in the same time, we want a really beautiful light energy in the office. We want everybody to be fun and laughing and enjoying, and we don't want to just be too serious around here, right? So the energy needs to be light, and so we invite everybody to have a laugh, have a conversation, but in the same time to just work hard, right? Because that's what we do. But the thing is, when I first started the business, I kept hiring the next person before we needed them. And it was the best thing ever because we had time to train them. We had time to prepare them. So there was a company that I'm working with and they were saying to me, oh, if I don't hire someone in the next few weeks, I will have to hire them the next year because it's, you know, during Christmas, the harder period of the business. I don't want to have someone hanging around not doing anything. And I'm like, no, but wait, this is the opposite. It's perfect time to hire in October or November because you can hire someone. It goes into the low period. They've got time to learn. They've got time to implement. They've got time to come up with ideas. They've got time to start, you know, working on the next year of the business. They're going to come in and know how you plan the next year. So they're going to pretty much start from the beginning. It's the best thing. Don't push it until you need it. It's like, don't hire someone when you're already drowning. You want to hire someone when you're swimming and you can show them how they can take that part of the swimming and you can move into something else, right? So priceless to hire before you need someone. Now, when you hire someone, don't avoid things that you don't like. So don't avoid talking about things that you don't like. If you don't know, you don't like numbers, don't just go, okay, you're an accountant, you should know numbers, just let me know if there's any problem. I used to do that and that was bad. That was bad because nobody knows numbers the way I do. So I am never in my zero account, but every time I look at it, I know if there's something wrong. Literally, in 2 seconds, I look at it, I'm like, nah, that number is not right. And they're like, but it is. I'm like, well, it's not. I can tell you it's not. And they're like, but how do you know? You're never in the numbers. I'm like, but I know. I know because I always keep track of it. I always in my brain, calculate and know my numbers. So nobody can know your numbers better than you do. So it's very important that even if you don't like it, because I don't like it, you need to learn how to love it. You need to learn how to be in it. The more you know your numbers, the more you can drive this bus of the business way more confidently. When you don't know, you gotta look into why you don't wanna know. What are you afraid of? Are you afraid to find out that it's not looking good? Are you afraid to find out that you have to cut some cost? Are you afraid to find out that there's no future? Well, it's better to find out than find yourself drowning in a few months. So everything that you're afraid of, that is literally the reason why you need to look into it. So make sure that you delegate, but you also stay in touch with it. So I used to also delegate Facebook advertising and never talk to the company. Go like, but you're the company, like you should know what you're doing. And I never, ever, ever wanted to have a meeting with them. I hated numbers. I hated what they would talk about. And I would just like avoid it. And so I've really had to learn how to stop avoiding things because they were not serving me. So avoiding meetings and avoiding talking about things that I didn't like, because I was like, I don't want to be a manager. This is not why I started a business. That was making me a worst CEO ever. So I truly had to learn how to stop being my head and understand what the business need. One of the best questions, one of my best phrases that my mentor told me was, Francesca, what does the business need? That's all you need to care. That's all that matters. Not what those people need, but what does the business need? The business need for the CEO to know his numbers, then you need to do that. And that was a game changer for me, because now I don't put emotion into it, right? So what does the business need? Does the business need to hire someone else? Where the business want to get to that goal, then yes, the business needs to hire one more person. So let's go. So that is something that I truly had to learn. Now, the second thing I want to talk to you about today is communicate. I definitely didn't want to communicate. I definitely was terrified of communicate, especially difficult communication. So I would just avoid it. I would just avoid difficult communication. I would feel sick to my stomach. I would just not sleep. I would just avoid it. And then it would get better. So I'd be like, oh, see, I didn't need to have the tough conversation. Things are really smooth. And then a few weeks later, it would be 10 times worse. And then I would avoid it. And then it would get a little bit better. And then weeks later, it was again 10 times worse. So I had to learn that I have to have tough conversation. And it's part of the job. It's part of the business. I cannot really hire that out. I cannot really make that part of someone else. I can hire someone else to do that for me. I need to be able to do that. And tough conversation includes if a team member is not doing the job, if they're not working hard enough, you're not giving results. I used to be very compassionate and very like, oh, but if they're not doing the job, the problem is me, it's the manager's fault, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that. So I used to blame me for every single performance of my team rather than, you know, be able to go, okay, well, you're not doing your job, so therefore this and that needs to be sorted out, right? So I had to learn that also to avoid me blaming me, I had to have really clear and specific details on the task that I was delegating, on the expectation that this person's role will be, so that the person knew what they had to do, what was expected. Because as business owners, a lot of the time, we just assume that people know. It's like, well, isn't that obvious? No, it's not. It's obvious to us, but that's why, because we're the business owner. People that get a job, they don't have as, not everybody, they get a job, has a go-getter attitude, right? They will do what you tell them to do, but a lot of people won't think for themselves. So it's very important that you're clear and specific on the expectation of the role and expectation what you want out of them, even if it's a virtual assistant, right? So that they can win. You want them to feel like you are there to support them to win, not to lose. So we are on the same court, we are on the same side. We're here working together as a team, as a football team, to achieve a goal together. It's not like I'm against you and you're against me. And when they understand that, when they understand that, you know, you want to help them, you want to support them, you're there for them, they will take any direction fine. The reason why they don't take direction fine is when you put them against you, and that's when it doesn't work. And I used to do that. Oh yeah. So open and transparent with team and contractors around my expectation. I used to do this all the time. I used to hire contractors. I used to assume that because they are not employees, they are contractors, they will know. They will know what to do. They will know best. So I don't need to micromanage them. So I would just like let them run things, and then I would be like, oh, wait, I've hired that person. I've been paying them. What's been happening? 3-4 weeks later, I realized that they didn't do anything of the things that I wanted to do. And so then I would get mad. I would get resentful. And then I realized that I didn't set, again, a clear expectation and a clear specific task on what I wanted out of that. And I didn't let them know that I was there for them to, you know, tell me what to do, if it's needed something to be done. It was just like, I would just avoid them one more time. I would just like, oh, okay, you've got this hot potato, and now it's yours, and you keep it in your court. I don't want to have a bite of it. But when you do that, as a CEO, you just lose track to the business, and then you got money going down the drain, paying people they're not really doing what you want them to do. Not because they're not good, but because you haven't explained what exactly you want out of that contract. So I have decided that from that moment on, every time I hire someone new as a contract or as an employee, we really sit down and I say, okay, well, I want you to do this and this and that. I want these results, and this is how I want you to let me know if you're on track with your results. So every week I want a report. This is what I want in the report. And then I can say, hey, you haven't given me the report that I asked. You haven't given me the numbers that I want. You haven't done the things that I asked you to do. So that's why we can't work anymore together. So, you know, instead at the beginning, I'd be like, oh, but you haven't told me that that's what you wanted. If you did tell me, I would have done it. So let me show you that I can do it. And then 3 months again later, then you just lost 6 months when you could have just found out in the first couple of weeks that that person wouldn't be a good fit for your business. So setting boundaries into your business is priceless. And I wish that someone told me this stuff ages ago. I didn't set boundaries because I wanted to be liked. As a boss, I wanted to be liked. I wanted to be that good cop. I didn't want to be the person telling people off. I didn't want to be the person that would call people out. I just want to be the one that come to the business and have this beautiful, harmonious business. And I didn't realize that actually not calling the elephant in the room would actually create more tension, more drama in the business. So I was creating the drama and I didn't even realize it. I thought I was keeping peace, instead I was creating drama. So that was a huge, huge, huge learning for me. So communication, it was huge. I did a lot of courses, I studied a lot on how communicate effectively. Now, the third step is mindset. Now, if you've heard any of my podcasts before, you probably have heard that I say, your business is a 3D printout of your thoughts. I truly, truly, truly believe that our mindset determines our business. So if we don't work on our confidence, on our mindset, on our self-awareness, self-belief, we're not going to be able to be the best leader that we can be. So I had to work on my mindset consistently. And what happened is that I started to work on the mindset when things were really bad, and then things will improve. And I'm like, fantastic, I don't need mindset anymore. I will stop working on my mindset, and straight away, everything start to fall apart again. So it was just like, oh my gosh, I need to keep doing this mindset stuff. So every single time, it was like same pattern. I will do it for a little bit, things will go amazing, and then I'll be like, oh, I don't need to do as much anymore. And so I will stop sessions, and then all of a sudden, things will fall apart again. You would think that I learned that lesson. Well, it took me a while. It took me a while. It's just human nature, right? When we are not in pain, we stop doing what works, right? And then when we start to be in pain again, that's when we start to work on it again. So I've done that in a lot of areas of my life. And so I'm learning to just keep consistent no matter what, right? Make it a routine, make it a consistency. So right now I've got a really strong routine. I wake up about 5:40 without any alarm, just wake up by myself. I do a meditation of half an hour, still in bed. Then I take Ollie Boy for a walk, listening to a podcast. Usually I listen to the podcast times two, so it goes fast, so I can actually listen to two podcasts at a time in the half an hour walk that I do with Oli. Then I go to Pilates. Then when I come back from Pilates, I'm cooking breakfast. As I'm cooking breakfast, I listen to another podcast. So by the time it's like 8 o'clock, I've probably already listened to three podcasts and I did a half an hour meditation already. So that means that my brain is already filled with positive stuff. Then I also work on mindset with coaches. I do a lot of work with other people that nurture me, coach me, and they teach me other stuff so that I can take my mindset to the next level. And not just in business, right? I work on relationships. I've got a sexologist. I've got a coach in a relationship. I've got a mentor. I've got a business mindset coach. I've got lots of different coaches. And I mean, I'm not doing every week a session with everybody, but I do spread it out in the months. In the months, I try to do one session with every single coach every month. That keeps me on track, keeps me aligned, keeps me going instead of hide and stop doing the things that know that works. So if you haven't got a routine, really start to do it. And the more consistent you are with your routine, the more success you're going to have in your business. So I started to also be okay with making decisions from my future self instead of making a decision from my present self. Because the present self will look at the budget of your business, and they will look of where you're at or where you've been in the past or what you've done in the past, and will make a decision based on that. Usually doesn't work in business. I have to make a decision based on the future, where I want to be. So for example, this business right now, we are working towards 2.5 million this year. So we are basing the expenses based on a amount of percentage of profit, and then the rest is going to be what we can spend, right? So obviously we're going to adjust it as the business grows. We're not going to go, okay, if we want a $2.5 million business, we need to, you know, increase the expenses, and then we don't achieve the number, then we're going to be out of pocket, right? So we obviously increment it increasingly as we go in the year, but every quarter we go, okay, we're on track, we can increase the expenses and invest in the business a little bit more by doing this and this and that, right? That is something that I wish someone told me at the beginning of the business, because I was making decisions based from fear or scarcity. Even when I decided to invest or risk or spend money in the business, I would be terrified. I'd be like, oh, I really hope this works. And I was so afraid. Instead, when I make a decision from my future self, I make it from confidence. I make it from belief. I make it from like, yeah, this is happening. This is why I'm investing. It's a total different energy. And that confidence comes from like experience now, right? The first few times it was more courage than confidence, but that is still okay as long as you just keep doing consistently. So what happened for 1 year, I didn't invest into anything. I didn't have a coach, I didn't have a mentor, I didn't have support network. I just closed off. I just thought, let's see, I've got to the $1 million business. I'm at the top of my all my peers. I'm the person that's making more money. I'm the person that is got the biggest dream. So therefore I cannot get help from anybody. So I was shut down. And which was obviously BS, because there's lots of people that were way more money than me. But I just didn't see it. I didn't believe it. I didn't want to talk to anybody. I just became very stubborn and very like annoyed all. I had to get out of that to be able to start to hire a coach again and find people that I was interested in again. And when I did that, magic happened in my business, because I was able to start work on the business from a different perspective by having other mentors and other business owners give me their perspective of the business, which was priceless to me. You can always learn something from someone. You can always learn that one next step that is going to change everything in your business. So I have become super excited about learning from anybody. And that has changed things, because now when I'm learning from my relationship coach, I implement it into my business. I teach it to my client. When I implement things from a sexologist, I realize that this is also affecting the business in some sort of ways. So there is always work that I can repurpose and use in my business for other reasons. And that is what creates a successful business owner. If you truly want to boom your business, you gotta work on these three things, which is delegate, communicate, and mindset. once you have these three biggest lessons, you know, instead of having to go through it and make your own mistakes, you can learn from mine and be able to go and implement to be able to become the best leader possible. Now, there is a lot of other lessons that I got from the business, but those are the three main things that I strongly recommend people to work on to be able to scale your business to the millions. That's what I strongly recommend. I hope you guys enjoyed today, and I will see you next week. If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, then you have to come check out the Entrepreneur's Abundance Mindset Mastermind. It's my monthly mastermind where you get to spend time with me, where we take all this material, we apply it, we study it, and so we can take your business to a whole new level. So just go to the Francesca Moy, the Meetup Queen Facebook business page, and then just send me a message and you'll be able to choose the option EAM Mastermind. I would love to have you join me there, and I'll see you next week.